June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Somebody just tweeted me, at Gavin Dawson, says the last 6 years, the cost of living has gone up on average $15,000 a year for in America. That's like $1,300 a month that you would have to be making more around from around, you know, basically pre-COVID. So, you know, that is definitely felt and just kind of goes to that segment we were just talking about back there. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day champion. Then we're going to get to Woolchuck's Top 10. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Lucius.
Here it is. Here it is, real fast, real sweet. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. We haven't done one for like 2-3 days now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the longest running one-time champion we've ever had.
Right, exactly. We replay it here at 2:20-ish. At Lucky Lucius P, if you see anything floating out there. It's a church combo pack as a winner. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. This is a midweek service day right here. Let's see here. All right. Saved, sanctified, and filled with the holy pause is what I titled this one.
Come on, do me a favor. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Have you tasted him this week?
Mm.
Come on. That was the wrong neighbor.
That was the wrong neighbor.
He's wild for starting that sentence off. Good.
Wow. And there's a church.
Man, come on. I don't know. I need more context of that situation right there.
Yeah. Wrong neighbor, wrong question, maybe,
What's
sir.
What's going on, dog? And this one right here, why are you pranking the church, man?
I'm praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Harry Dick Jones. Brothers, you ever heard of the Low Country in South Carolina?
Actually, I have some really good cookbooks from the Low Country. Low Country boil is pretty awesome.
It's a nice little vibe out there, man.
Very good vibe.
People use their boats to travel around.
Yes.
There's a spot called Dirty Dick's Crab House.
Oh. That sounds like a place. Yeah.
Dirty Dick. Yeah. And their big sign says, I got my crabs from Dirty Dick's.
Yeah. They're kind of crappy.
Awesome. Yeah. And I need to get a t-shirt from that place.
$16 too. A pound. It says you can get pounded for $16. What the sign says.
Wow. Leaning into the bid.
Yeah. Quite a weekend down there.
I want to open up a liquor store across the street in that same name. Dirty Dick's. Use that brand. Liquor stores.
I love it.
I'm going to leave it at that.
That's a cash cow right there.
Loose, I don't know. You might get right in the dump button here, but in Beaver Creek, Colorado, they have a liquor store named Beaver Liquor.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Beaver Liquor.
There we go.
Yeah.
L-I-Q-U-O-R.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. The liquor store.
Thank you, guys.
Shop there many a day.
It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 2:20.
Woo! All right. In honor of the NBA draft, we've got the top 10 draft classes of all time. 877-881-1053.
Wow.
What is the best draft class of all time? Before we get into that, during the morning show on Wednesdays, they do the Wheel Spin Wednesday. And today, they landed on Dear Choppy. And Choppy was asked about, from a listener, his wife is frustrated that he's a bad listener. And look, this is something I can relate with, because there are times I'll be zoning out. I don't even know my wife is talking to me. And then the next thing I know, I turn and she is staring as if she could kill me, if eyes could kill. And she asked, what did I just say?
Yeah.
No idea. So here was Choppy's advice for such a problem.
Like Sarah says, I don't listen ever.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to come up with, you know, here you go. Go get your hearing checked.
Oh.
And get like, and you're going to have to maybe say, I might need a hearing aid. Get a fake hearing aid. Commit to the bit.
No, okay, here's what you need
commit to
do.
To the bit.
Until she adjusts and feels like she's heard too, 214, you should probably, when you're in groups with other people, when someone else talks to you, you don't react right away.
It's a great
and then they got and they're like, what? They're like, I literally didn't hear you.
Yeah. Or just keep turning the TV up to an abnormally loud volume.
Yep.
Abnormally loud volume, and
keep
then
to say, I need the subtitles.
I can't put subtitles on. Yeah, do something. You're gonna have to run some misdirection there on her.
Sounds promising. I hilarious bit, you know.
Yeah.
I find it funny though. This applies to all of us.
It does.
You know? Why are you still trying to change us? We don't want to listen to you. Why are you talking? You know? Why are you always talking? Not why am I? I got stuff going on here. You want to stop me and pull me over here for 10 minutes to talk about something? What's going on?
Look at this thing I've seen here. Look at this. Look.
No, I'm busy.
Look at this.
Well, you're
I got a lawn to mow and a garage to clean. Room? What are we doing?
It's like, come on.
Let me tell you how to get around all this.
Yes, please.
Well, hey, Brian.
I'm divorced twice.
Yeah. Give that disclaimer, bro.
I'm divorced twice, son. don't listen to me. Yeah, don't listen
take
to mine.
Over here.
But no, the way you do get around it is take her on a walk.
Oh, is this
working? Go walk for an hour and let her talk the whole hour. Oh. And you go, Yeah. Oh, she's a friend of yours? And by the time it's over, it's like she's talked out.
Nice.
She's completely, like, said everything she needs to say.
Impossible. Same way I treat my pit bull before I go to work. Make sure all that energy's ran out so we'll come back to
but
a,
that's what I'm saying.
Pillows in the living room.
Just
then have a snack ready when you get back to the
go
house.
Go on a walk.
Maybe take some squishy toys out there.
For like an hour, I swear. It's just you get
rubber belly.
You get that. You get that. They'll start and like, well, so-and-so. Oh, really? Yeah, I remember that. Okay. And then by the time it's over, it's like, hey, well, that's a good walk. You get exercise and they've all talked out. And then you don't have to deal with it when you go in the house.
It must be very frustrating for women because they're so social. They're so good at talking. They're so good at acting concerned and, you know, putting up this whole deal. And they just want us to do the same thing back. Sorry,
it's just
we're not
so
that fake.
Many details in the story that you lose track of the story.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Dude, get them out every time.
Yeah, and you got to fall back. You got to know who Samantha was from whatever department at her job from a 4 month ago story.
But that's what
and
I'm
if you
saying.
Don't, now we're talking about why I don't remember.
And I can't remember bits.
Yeah.
And
then
I can't
remember the you don't really
thing.
Care.
And then you
you remember stuff you care about.
That's what
you know what kind of carburetor that car needs, don't you?
Yeah. You just give it the Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember.
You can remember the Cowboy score from 2004, but you can't remember what we're supposed to do tomorrow? Yeah. I'm sorry. That's how I'm wired. Yeah. I can't help this. I know I've got flaws.
Yeah.
I did like that Choppy gave tremendous advice. But did not say actually trying to listening. That was not one of the things. Like, just listen.
Choppy just got married.
Just work on
it.
Just work on listening.
Oh, wow.
It's hard.
But it's the whole men are from Mars, women are from Venus thing. There's no fixing it, right?
There's no fixing it.
And I resent the fact that the problem's put on us for not wanting to talk, right? It's just our natural place. Why are you trying to make me less of a man? You should be proud that I don't want to talk. That's masculinity.
Nobody wants to talk.
Do you guys ever sit down at dinner and talk?
Yes. If we're out.
Yes.
If we're out.
Yeah, I might shoot the crap with you. That type of talking.
But like it.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Home? Discuss things on deeper levels. No.
Like you don't sit down at dinner and just talk?
Sometimes I kind of enjoy sitting in silence.
Yeah.
And why is that frowned upon? Why is that a problem? It's not a...
Have you guys ever used this line? Like, nice. I talk all day. Like, have you played that card? Like, hey, babe, I talk all day.
I try that sometimes, but she listens to the show. She's like, no, you don't.
I heard your little segment.
Hey, no, you don't.
Man.
But guys don't like to talk. You can be a police officer and almost been hit by a car that day, chase somebody down in a high speed, whatever situation, and get home and your lady asks her, how was your day? And you'd be like, no, it was cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was all right. It was great.
Because we know people don't really care that nobody much.
How was the show?
No,
it was good. It was a show. Yeah. It was a show.
It's good.
And you know, if you show any vulnerability or weakness, she's going to look down on you for that.
Yes.
So maybe you're like Tony Soprano when you have a therapist. You know, maybe you got one buddy who, you know, can open up and talk with you, you know, but that's it, you know, maybe. Probably not even your dad.
I feel like
we're
probably not even your dad.
Right? You different generation, bro.
Oh, man. Shout out to Carl from the
What do you mean you're sad? What does that mean?
Buck up, little guy.
Yeah.
Want to go fishing?
Carl, happy birthday. As he texted in from the 214, it is his birthday.
All right, happy birthday.
Let's get into the list. Top 10 draft classes of all time. Maybe this one's got a chance to be a legendary one. I sure hope at least the number one overall pick is with Cooper Flagg. But
yeah,
we take a trip down memory lane. The honorable mentions for the best draft classes in the history of the association. 2008. Derrick Rose. Russell Westbrook. Kevin Love. Brooke Lopez. Aaron Gordon. And then you had a couple of misses here with Serge
Aaron
Ibaka.
Gordon was 2008.
Dude, we got to go back to 2008. I mean, this draft also had Roy Hibbert, who had a pretty good run for a little bit. Goran Dragic, the Dragon. He's had some pretty good names out of here. But yeah, we're going back to 2008 for Aaron Gordon. You thought he was older or younger?
I thought he was younger.
Yeah.
I mean, he still got bounce.
2012 NBA draft. This was AD. The Anthony Davis draft. Dame was in this draft. Draymond. Bradley Beal, who is also on the trade market here from the Suns. Chris Middleton, Texas A&M, stand-up. Harrison Barnes, former Maverick, on here as well. Evan Fournier, don't Google his name. Terrence Ross, Jay Crowder, Andre Drummond, remember. Honestly, I think that the previous 2008 was better than this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kind of misordered that. Wonder how many they end up misordering.
Sure.
We can watchdog this, Brian. Watchdog
sure.
it.
I'm watchdogging it.
That 972 did not like the advice. Y'all, this is terrible advice. They're not talking about not talking more. They're talking about not listening. Y'all aren't listening. That's the point.
You don't want us to talk. You just want to talk at us.
Yes.
It's not a conversation.
We miss support a lot.
It's you unloading.
You're not even listening to. I'm not. Yeah, you can't even tell I'm not listening to you. You don't care.
You don't just care.
Giving it to me, bro. Blah, 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 blah. Just day dumping on me.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a day dump.
Nobody wants a day dump.
No.
Get rid of that in the morning so I can move around throughout the day.
Yeah. 1987 NBA draft, number 10. This is pretty loaded. David Robinson.
Admiral.
Reggie Miller. Scottie Pippen.
This is a pretty good draft.
Horace Grant. Oh, the goggles.
Yeah.
Mark Jackson was in this class. Reggie Lewis. Muggsy Bogues was in this draft.
These dudes are all my age now.
Kenny Smith. It's a pretty damn good draft there in 87.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Reggie Lewis.
1985 NBA draft. Comes in at number 9.
85? Wow, back-to-back years. So 85, 86?
85, 87.
87,
2 years apart, but the talent was immense. Karl Malone in this 85 class. Patrick Ewing.
Could have been a Mav.
Detlef Schrempf. That's who the Mavs took in that one. Yeah, you're right. Chris Mullin was in this. Charles Oakley.
St. John's.
Joe Dumars was part of this class. Manute Bol was actually in this draft. Gerald Wilkins. Terry Porter. Was in this class as well. So 85.
Wisconsin
also.
Stevens Point there. Terry Porter.
Pretty strong.
The power forward.
How'd you remember that one?
He was a trailblazer.
Oh.
Damn right he was.
Should have known.
98 NBA draft is the number 8 best class of all time. This is Dirk.
Dirk.
Yeah, baby.
Paul Pierce. Vince Carter of Insanity.
Wow. Longevity talking here.
How about Rashard Lewis, man?
Really good player.
I remember Rashard Lewis for that awesome Orlando Magic team. I think they ended up losing in the finals in 05.
Turkaloo and
some
of the guys. Really good player. I think he might have been ahead of his time because he was like 6'10 and could play small forward, power forward, and shoot threes like crazy.
Yeah, he was. He was like a combo, like a three or a two. Anton Jameson was in this. Mike Bibby. Larry Hughes.
Is he Arizona? Mike Bibby, Arizona? Yeah. Oops, sorry about that.
Antoine Jameson, UNC.
Number seven, the 18 NBA draft. This was Luka. Trae Young, DeAndre Ayton, Jaren Jackson Jr. Of course, you did have Shea. Shea and Luka are really moving the heavy weight for this one. Mikal Bridges, Colin Sexton, Wendell Carter Jr. I don't know if you could pop this one ahead of some of the ones we already mentioned. I mean, I do think Luka and SGA have a shot to get it, but like you're putting this over a draft in 85 that had Karl Malone, Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley. That 87 one's the one that's way too low here. We should flip that. 87, David Robinson, Reggie Miller, Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Like those three, I think we should probably be popping ahead of this 2018 class right now.
Absolutely. You know, those are legit legends of the game, Hall of Famers. And, you know, I think Luka and Shea are really good, and they hold their own. But those classes had three guys at least.
Six is 14, the 14 NBA draft. This was Nikola Jokic when he was taken in the second round and a Taco Bell commercial was going on. You also had Joel Embiid. Andrew Wiggins. I mean, that was kind of a bust there. Zach LaVine, Jordan Clarkson, Julius Randle. These guys have carved out nice careers for themselves. Bogdan Bogdanovich, Clint
Capella. One really great player.
Yeah, Dinwiddie. Like, it is. It's a lot of role players. Your Marcus Smart was in this class. Shout out to Flower Mound Marcus.
Yeah.
Five is the 2011 draft. This is Kyrie and Clay and Kawhi and Jimmy Butler, Kemba, Tobias Harris, Isaiah Thomas, Nikola Vucevic. That's pretty loaded, right? Tristan Thompson, who's an NBA champion. Chandler Parsons was in this class as well in 11. So, I mean, those top four right there with Kyrie, Clay, Kawhi, and Jimmy, I get it. That's pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, it's a great class.
2009 draft is number four. Steph, James Harden, Blake Griffin. Those are the top three. DeMar DeRozan in here. Drew Holiday was in here.
Don't hurt him.
Jeff Teague. Pat Bev. Danny Green. Couple NBA champs. Number three is the 03 class, which I've heard argued should be number one. You got LeBron, Wade, Bosh, Melo.
Dude.
I mean, that's pretty damn stacked.
Not better than the 96 one.
Number two is 96.
Okay.
The 96 NBA draft.
There you go.
Kobe, Ray Allen, Steve Nash, Allen Iverson, Peja Stojakovic.
Jermaine O'Neal.
96 was just a fly year. If you just look at everything that went down in 96, it was just a fly year.
Marcus Camby.
And superb.
The jerseys just seemed better, like the Memphis Grizzlies, those old, like turquoise-looking unis. The Raptors. The Raptors uniforms used to be really good. The T-Wolves. Is like the pick that they've got of these guys. Yeah.
By the way, I think Jermaine O'Neal's son, Jermaine O'Neal Jr., SMU next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't he have the daughter that played, that was the volleyball outside?
Yeah.
The Spiker gal? The outside, I think she was Texas national champ.
This class is pretty damn good. Number one, though, best NBA draft class of all time, 84. MJ, John Stockton, Charles Barkley, and Hakeem Olajuwon ended up being the stars from that one. And then you mix in a Sam Perkins.
Sam Bowie.
Yep, Sam Bowie.
I'm ball for real. Y'all are Sam Bowie.
Michael Cage was in this. Vern Fleming.
Yeah, four Hall of Famers, three MVPs.
Ooh,
Michael Cage was unguardable.
So hopefully Cooper Flagg ends up making this one of the best ever and just wins all the championships, all the MVPs, and becomes a top five player in the history of basketball.
Okay, what's next for the Mavs after tonight? They'll draft Cooper Flagg. Paul Biancardi, National Recruiting Director for ESPN, is coming up at 3 o'clock, and we'll continue the sports with you coming up next, The Nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month.
Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.